Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you from sunny Crawley. They've been blessed today. They have Pastor Jonathan Dyke preaching there. And it's just great to share life together, isn't it, as one church in all that God's doing. I want to read to you a prophecy that God gave to me very recently, if I can find it, in my library at the back here of my Bible. Do you carry a library in your Bible? So many bits of paper. I wanted just to read this. And this just came a couple of weeks ago. Today is a day, the Lord says, when I'm drawing back the curtains, I'm opening and awakening my people, my church. Wake up, you who sleep and slumber, those who grow weary and have contemplated giving up. This is the time to be refilled and refueled in my Holy Spirit. For those who seek me shall find me and know me in new measure as I pour out my Holy Spirit upon you. I'm bringing new revelation today of my glory, my presence, my holiness into the life of my church. There's coming in this awakening a new faith in action, a new boldness and authority as my word and truth is spoken. My Spirit will not only build up the church, but also enable the church to bring the poor, the sick, the needy, the hungry, the fatherless, the isolated, and the widow to me. It is a harvest season. It is a harvest season. I said it is a harvest. See, just make sure you heard the word there. So I am calling my people to arise and take up their weapons of prayer and action, to pick up their tools and machinery ready for the harvesting of many people together. It's a work that we have to do together. Stay alert. Be watchful in prayer. Be fruitful and multiply. Take dominion. Advance my kingdom in your own life and together as a whole church. I'm looking for forceful sons who take what is mine and make it known in truth and power. Not diluting the gospel, but revealing it as it really is. This is why I'm opening the curtains, removing the veils over people's minds and hearts, bringing my light into their lives so that you can see, believe, and take action. This is a new season for my church to emerge in the light of my holiness and reveal Jesus to the world. Just as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. Give God glory for that. That was the Lord. That definitely wasn't me. And that's a word from the Lord at this time for the church. And we're a part of that. And this morning, I'm talking about the spirit of faith. And in recent weeks, we've heard about being born of the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, or being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. And I think last week, I believe Pastor Jonathan, I heard half of his message, that he was talking about hearing the voice of God, listening to the voice of God, listening to his word, how to hear God's voice. And this week, I'm going to speak about this, having the spirit of faith. And I'd just like you to make a good confession this morning. Is that all right? Yes. Just say, God is full of faith. He's a faithful God. Jesus is full of faith. He's faithful and true. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith. And he lives in me. I have the spirit of faith. I have the spirit of faith. I have the spirit of faith. Amen. Let's just give God praise for that this morning. Just give him thanks. It's wonderful. Just come with me to the Gospel of John and chapter 3. And a couple of verses you'll know really well, but I just want to start this at this point, just to lay the groundwork for what we want to say this morning about faith. John's Gospel 3 and verse 5, Jesus answered and he said to a guy called Nick, some people know him as Nicodemus. He said, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel, Jesus says, that I said to you, must be born again. Now, Jesus talk about, he's saying that that which is born naturally is natural. It's just the flesh. Now, we all got born into this world naturally. And when I was about 10 and a half, that's when I got born again spiritually. So flesh gives birth to flesh, natural gives birth to natural life, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. And when we get born again, and I remember what happened to me as a 10 and a half year old, I remember this pastor guy at the front, and he said, if any of you want to know Jesus today, just at the end, just come and talk to me. I'd like to explain that to you and pray for you. And I remember timidly, I have to say, but I knew God had spoke to me. And I knew that God had said to me that your whole life will be wasted if you don't receive what I've done for you. Now, that's an amazing thing. If you think about that now, as a 10 and a half year old, I knew that, not because my parents had drummed it into me, not because someone else had preached it even. I don't remember hearing that, but I knew in somewhere in here that God has said, your whole life will be wasted if you don't give your life to me and receive what I've done for you. And so that's what we call it, that's a biblical term for that, is being convicted or being convinced about who Jesus was. And with that, in that moment, when I spoke to this pastor, I began to cry. I was trying to hide the tears because all the big grown-ups were there. But I began to cry. I couldn't stop it. And I knew that Jesus died for me on that cross. That's the thing that really impacted me, that he died for me on that cross. He took my punishment for my sins. He paid a price for me so I could receive his life and live forever and be in relationship with him. That's what I knew, just very simply, in very simple terms. And that came through faith. We're talking about the spirit of faith this morning. Something the Holy Spirit did, and something the Holy Spirit always does, is he puts into our hearts faith. See, I thought for a number of years, as a youngster, I actually thought, well, I made the decision to follow Jesus. Well, in a way I did, but actually what really happened was God put faith on the inside of me for me to believe in Jesus. He put the faith there in the first place. And what we must remember is that God is the supplier of faith. So faith is not based upon you or upon me. Faith is based on the Spirit of God. And he is full of faith. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, they are faithful. They are full of faith. And the Spirit of God puts faith into people. That's why when we pray for people to be saved, we pray, God, grant them the spirit of faith. Give them the gift of faith. That's how we get saved. Now, we have to do something with that faith. But basically, when we come to faith in Christ, God gives us the spirit of faith to actually believe who he is. And then we have to respond. That's down to our decision, our will. But it's a work of the Spirit of God. Are you with me? Yes. And we've been born again, praise God, by the Spirit of God through faith that he gave to us. Now, turn with me to the letter of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16. Romans 1, verse 16. And it says there, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Don't be ashamed about Jesus in your workplace, with your neighbours, with your relatives. Don't be ashamed about him. And it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile, that's us. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith. Get this, look. From faith, that's God's faith, to faith. That's faith that he puts on the inside of you. So God reveals his gospel. He reveals his righteousness, how we can be made right with him and receive him. From faith to faith. Are you with me? So faith is a spiritual thing. Faith is in the spirit. Faith is not to do with the soul just right now. And listen to me. Faith comes in the spirit. It's a spiritual thing. And I want to talk about this because God wants to change some of our thinking this morning, because some of us are trying too hard. Some of us are trying to do things through and in our soul life, that's our self life, and we're trying to believe God. We're trying to live a better Christian life. We're trying to be more like so-and-so, or more like Jesus even. And God says, you don't do it by trying, you do it by believing, and that comes from the Spirit. We'll say some more about this as we go along. And it says here that God reveals himself from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. This is taken from a scripture in Habakkuk in the Old Testament, and it actually says there that the righteous shall live by his faith. Now you can turn that around to either way. You can say live by his faith, the God's faith, or live by your faith, but both connect together, that we live by the faith of God. That great scripture that we heard about when we had those wonderful baptisms. Was that just a week ago? The scripture it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So you have the living faith of the living Saviour living on the inside of you today. Do you agree with me? And this faith can do the impossible. I said this faith can do the impossible. This faith can do amazing miracles. This faith can heal the sick. This faith can raise the dead. This faith can get us saved and take us to heaven. This faith can do anything because it's God's faith that he graciously has given to us so it becomes ours as well. It's awesome. Now turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. And in the letter of Ephesians chapter 2, this will just back up some of the things we're saying today. Verse 4, it says here that God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's your position today. You're not sitting here in this building on a seat. Well, you are, your body is. But your spirit is seated today in the heavenly places in Christ. That's your position. And I believe God often is looking and saying, hey, where did Bert go to? He should have been seated here with my son. Where did Sue go to? She should have been seated here. He's looking for us to be seated, living out of our position in Christ through faith. See, if we're living in our position where Christ, as Pastor Jonathan was saying earlier, he's reigning. He's reigning this morning. He's there. He is Lord. If we know our position in him, then we're going to reign in this life through faith. Through faith. Hallelujah. He raised us up together, seated us together, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Just turn to someone near you and say, it's by grace I've been saved through faith. Just say that to someone. It's by grace I've been saved through faith. Now listen, it says, and this is not of yourselves. In other words, it didn't come from you. It is the gift of God. I think some of us need a fresh revelation that all of this comes from God. If we think it's all to do with me or it's got a little bit to do with me, we're wrong. It's to do with him. It's to do with what Jesus, who he is and what he's done. And that we're living by his faith. And he's given us, it all comes from him, the grace that God gives us, what we don't deserve. You know, God giving us the amazing grace, power, what we don't deserve. He gives us his love and grace through faith. And all of this comes from him. So the fact that you're here today is by the sheer mercy and grace of God. Today, you know, you have the faith of Jesus Christ living on the inside of you. It's all a question of what you're doing with it. So what are you doing with your faith today? Let's go to the letter of John, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. Incredible scripture here. Truth. And it says here, for whatever is born of God, what does it say? Overcomes the world, depending on your version, but it will say it somewhere there. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who
What does it say? Believes. Believes. Believing is a verb. Believe, the word believe is it's an action word. It's a verb. You were taught at school that it's a doing word. And so believing in Jesus Christ means there's an action that will take place in and through your life, through your faith in him. Are you with me? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. I was going to say chapter 4, but we won't go there right now. That's another one on faith. But Hebrews chapter 11. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of faith. Do you agree? Where's he living today? Come on, say it out loud. He's living in me. He's living in you. So we have the Spirit of faith, don't we? We have the Spirit of faith. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Which means that you can live by faith, the faith of Christ in you. So he has quickened faith in you so that we can live by faith. What is faith? That's a good question, isn't it? What is faith? Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says here, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. Now listen, in the Greek, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I do know this. In the Greek, it says, faith is the title deed of things hoped for. Faith is the title deed. Just say that. Faith is the title deed. Say it again. Faith is the title deed, and it's the title deed of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things in here, in your spirit man. It's the evidence of things not yet physically seen yet. Wow. Anyone got some keys they can give me this morning? Some keys. I just like the keys of... Thanks, Jonathan. I've got his car. I've got his house. I've got his safe. Keys. Now, these keys represent his house, hopefully, his car. They represent his life. If you have the key, you've got the possession. If you have the key in your pocket, you've got it. All you need to do is apply the key to the ignition and you're away. Open the door and you're in your house. Go to the safe and there's your money. Something like that anyway. Thanks, Jonathan. And God says here, he says, faith is the title deed of things hoped for. When, by the way, those of you who don't know my wife, my beautiful wife Claire here on the front. When we moved into our first house that we owned, God gave me a dream. I won't go into the whole story, it would take too long. But basically in this dream, God showed me the house that we were going to move in. We didn't have the money, we didn't have the finance. It seemed impossible. In fact, to be honest with you, I was believing in a different way. And I was believing out of myself, out of my soul. I was trying to make something happen. I was trying to get another property because we could just about afford it. It added up with the sums in our bank account. It seems like we could just about make it. But it had no real God kind of faith. It had my faith. Are you with me? God's wanting to correct some things here this morning in us, in that he doesn't want us to be trying to live out of our own initiated faith, because that's not real faith. What we're talking about is the real faith, faith that comes from God. And God basically gave me a dream, showed me the house, and I shared it with Claire. And do you know what she said to me when I shared it with her? I'd just come home from a hard day's work. I'd actually given a car away, so I just had a bicycle. And I rode home from work, and I remember saying to her about this dream. And she said to me, she didn't even give me my tea. She said, "You need to go down there now, to this house, and see what's happening." And so in this dream, what happened was I went up to this house and I knocked at the door, and a lady answered. And when she answered, I said hello to her. I didn't know who she was. I said to her, "I understand your house is for sale," and she said, "Yes, it is." And I said, and then she said to me, "But there's someone else who's already put a deposit down, and there's someone after them who's also after it. But if you like," she said, "you can come on in and have a look round." Seems a strange thing to do, really, if the house is already sold or almost sold. And when I told Claire this dream, she said, "You've got to go straight away down to that house." So I did. I went down to the house, knocked on the door, a lady answered. I said hello to her,
And actually, by this time, there was a sailboat outside the house. It wasn't when I had the dream, by the way, but there was actually a sailboat outside the house. And I said, I know this house is for sale. And she said, yes, it is. In fact, there's someone who's put some money down, and there's someone after them that's also after the house. But she said, if you like, you can come in. Amazing. So I walked through the door. And as I walked through the door, I said, Father, I thank you. This is our house. This is our house. And I began to thank God for the house that wasn't ours yet, but it was my house. I received it the moment I walked across the door. It was my house. She showed me around the house. I said goodbye. And I thought, this lady has no idea how faith works. And so, won't bore you with the details, but that took about another 6 months to clear some stuff out of the way from people who were trying to get this house that was for us. And God provided for us in a wonderful way and enabled us to get this house. Awesome. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for. What things has God given you to believe him for? It comes like a title deed. If you have the title deed or the promise from God, you have it. But you have to exercise faith. You have to believe it. And I want just to talk about some of those things that we need to do to exercise our spirit and not to try and do it in our own way, because that comes to a dead end and it proves it's just something of the soul. But if it's something in the spirit, it will come to pass. But you have to persevere in faith. You have to do some stuff in faith for it to work. Let's go to verse 3 of Hebrews 11. This is how it works. And this is how it works for God. So if it works for God, it must work for us too. And it says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. What's it saying? It's saying God's faith works exactly the same. It is God's faith that's working in us. And so what did God? God knew what he wanted to do. He saw the creation in all its fullness, the whole universe and the universe beyond the universe and other universes that we know nothing about. He saw it all in one moment. And he believed in his spirit, because God is spirit. And then what did he do? What's the next thing he did after believing what he wanted to do? He spoke. He believed what he was doing, and then he spoke the word. And when he spoke the word, stars were formed. Planet Earth was created. You were made. The human race came. The whole of creation was spoken by God because he believed in his spirit. And you know, the same principle works in the way that we're to live by faith too. So we have to see something. We have to hear something from God or see something from God. If you hear what God has to say about something, this is why we need to listen to the Spirit of God and listen carefully. When God speaks, something comes on the inside. You say, God, thank you. I've got it. I've got it. It's mine. And you begin to speak it out back to God. You begin to confess it in prayer. You have scripture and truth that you can begin to declare back to God. Thank you for that scripture you gave me, Lord, for this person or for that thing or for that provision or whatever it is. And you begin to speak it out, because the more you speak it, the more it will come to pass. You're just declaring the truth. You're putting your belief, your faith into words, and then it comes into action. There's three things that we need to do when it comes to faith. We need to, number one, we need to believe. We must believe. You see, I could have turned around and said, well, it was just a dream. Well, it was, but it was a dream from God. It wasn't because I had too much pizza the night before. It was a genuine dream from God. The second thing is, when we've believed, we then need to speak. I tell you, be careful who you speak to. I spoke to some people who said it'll never be done. I spoke to some people who said it can't happen. But God had already said it will happen. So you just need to walk carefully with me and obey what I say. And then the third thing is, we need to take action. We need to obey God. We need to obey God. There's something we have to do. So if you have faith, the things God spoke to you and you believe, that's great, that's the start, but that's not the finish. To complete faith, you have to believe, you have to speak and pray and continue to do that. Be careful who you speak to. Make sure that they're people of faith. And then begin to obey God and step out into an action. And you can apply that principle to everything, and faith brings about the results that God wants. God calls us Kingdom Faith Church. So he's given us a vision. It's to see our nation changed. It's to see our region changed. How's that going to happen? By us working together and believing in the vision that God's given to us, and believing in our hearts and seeing hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people being saved, one by one, families, whole households. We're believing for 5,000 households to be saved. That's not a big thing, really. Before God, it's nothing.
But we have to begin to let our faith begin to see what God sees and see 5,000 families, households being saved into this region and being added to the church and beyond that too. And as we speak it, as we believe and speak it and take action, because all of us have to take an action. Yeah, as we take action together, and it is together, yeah, we'll see an incredible harvest. Yeah. That's why Claire and I came to Kingdom Faith. Because he said, you can't do this on your own. You need to be part of a greater vision. I've given you a vision. Now this vision will fit with the vision that is in Kingdom Faith. And you flow together. You work together for this vision. And so we have to believe, speak and obey. Let's look at verse 5. Are you still alive here this morning? What did it say about Enoch? This is one for free, okay? Verse 5. By faith, it says, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. And he wasn't found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, I used to read that. I thought Enoch was walking like this one day and he was talking to God. And as he was going along like this, chatting with God like this, or was it like this? And he was talking to God. And as he's talking to God, it like a puff of smoke comes, boosh, and he's taken. He just disappeared. Shocked, he finds himself in heaven. That isn't what it's saying. It's actually saying it's by faith, Enoch walked with God and he was not. In other words, he was taken. He was taken by faith. It was on purpose. God will sometimes give you things that you need to keep to yourself until the right time. Because if you told somebody, they'd say, you're crazy. You can't do that. As long as it's in the Bible, you can do it. Enoch had faith that one day, when he was walking with God, God would actually take him. And I personally believe that one day when he was walking, it wasn't a shock to Enoch that God suddenly poof, lift him up and took him to heaven. So he didn't physically die, he was just taken. Because he had such a love and such a desire for God that that's where he wanted to be. And God heard his prayer and heard his prayer of faith. Enoch said to God, I just want to be with you. I've seen it, but I just want to be there all the time now. And so what God took Enoch by faith, by his faith. You see that? So it didn't just happen. And faith doesn't just happen. We have to exercise that faith. We have to know what God is saying, believe it and live in it. And then it will happen. See, if Enoch didn't apply his faith, he would still have been walking with God until he dropped dead. And then he would have gone to heaven. But he had faith that God would take him. Do you see that? He had faith. So we have to be very intentional with our faith and apply our faith in what God is saying. Verse 6 says this. This is really important, this is. Remember, faith comes in your spirit. We've been talking about body, soul and spirit, haven't we? And the difference between the three of them. Faith is something in the spirit that then has to be transferred and used in our mind, in our will and in our emotions and so on. But it is essentially it's something that comes in the spirit. And it says here in verse 6, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let me tell you, I was praying for the Crawley congregation the other day. And as I was praying, I was just praying about different people over there. And God gave me a picture. And he showed me those who had really strong faith. He just showed me one by one. As I prayed for different people and couples. And those that had tremendous faith in him, had such a desire for God, God showed me they're with me. I saw others that were very tentative. They were kind of holding back and weren't stepping into the things that God had for them. There were others that were walking away from God. Faith pleases God. God's looking for diligent seekers. He's looking for men and women and young people who will really seek God with all that they have, all that they've got. And God loves it because when we're like that, that's real faith. When we're living in that kind of faith, we actually walk in his purpose. And God was just showing me that the people of faith, I can see them very clearly. Now, it's not that God doesn't see the others, but I tell you, we grab God's heart when we're walking with faith. That kind of faith draws the attention of God. I want to be walking in faith, don't you? Every day, I want to be walking in faith because faith pleases God. And if it pleases God, then some mighty things are going to happen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, which means that with faith, everything is possible. And it pleases God. Hallelujah. What about Abraham and Sarah? Abraham, his name was changed to Abraham. God changed his name. His name meant then whatever it meant before. It meant afterwards. Abraham means father of many. Sarai, her name was changed because God gave them a promise, you're going to have children. And they believed God for the impossible. And Sarah's name means mother of princes. So here they are, they're talking to each other, father of many, mother of princes, father of many, mother of princes. So even before they had the baby, even before she conceived, God did a name change. Why? Because he wanted them to get into a position of faith. And even the things that they spoke, they were speaking faith. It's very important that we speak faith. You hear it a lot in this place that, you know, you can undermine your faith by saying the wrong things. Don't allow negative things to come out. Put them at the foot of the cross. Get the blood of Jesus over those things and live in faith, speak in faith. And because they believe God, because they spoke the word of God and they obeyed, it says that Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. Anyone been there? It said Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. Is that faith? Yeah, because God had said you're going to possess great land. You're going to have your descendants are going to be many, many people. He gave him a number of promises, but God hadn't given him everything all in one go. And so he stepped out in faith. That's like you. That's like me. God gives us a promise, but sometimes we don't know completely where this is going to go. But it's faith, and we need to be walking actively, taking steps of faith. And as we go, as we step out in faith, the path will begin to open up before us. Come with me to Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. Are you keeping up? Because God wants us to be living by faith. He wants to get rid of the soul stuff, so we're not trying. We're not trying to believe God for something or trying to twist God's arm to do something or trying to be a better believer or something like that. We're coming to live out of the Spirit of God, out of the Spirit that he's put within us by faith. And it's a very relaxing place to be. It's a great place to be. If you live out of your Spirit, where the Holy Spirit is, you can really, that is to live by faith. Living out of the Spirit of God on the inside of you, living out of your spirit man, and making sure that everything about your life lines up with the Word of God, yes, and with your faith. And so here we are, Mark chapter 11, verse 20. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree, you know the story, dried up from the roots. And Peter remembering said to him, "Teacher, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." And Jesus answered and said to them, what does he say? Now listen, I looked this up in the Greek interlinear last night and was quite shocked really, because it actually says in my Greek interlinear, it says, have faith of God. Have faith of God. Now we are to have faith in God as well, of course. But Jesus actually, he turned round and he said, Peter, disciples, have faith of God. In other words, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. Jesus was living by faith in his Father, wasn't he? He operated in the faith that God had given to him as a human man. He was living by that faith in total dependency on God the Father. Are you? Am I? Living in dependency on God, on the Spirit of God. Jesus answered and said, this happened because I had faith. The faith of God was working through me, and so I operated in faith. I spoke those words, and I knew that would happen. And I say to you, if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, see, it's a spiritual thing, the heart, but believe that those things that you say will be done, you'll have whatever you say. Now, this is faith. This is real faith. If you have obstacles that are standing in your way, the Word of God doesn't say pray about them. It says command them to move. Yes. Tell them to go. Speak to the mountain of debt or sickness or whatever it is and command it to be cast away, removed out of the way. And not doubting in your heart, but when you speak with the authority of Jesus with faith, God says that thing will go. It will go. But you need to be in faith in God, what God has said. And he says that it will be done, you'll have whatever you say. So it's very, very important that what we believe in our heart, we speak with our mouth. We command sometimes in prayer things to happen. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Let me tell you a little story. Just a few years ago, I had a problem with my right arm. And I don't know what it was, but all I know was it got weaker and weaker over a period of months. And to the point where I couldn't lift things properly at all. And I would tell God about it. I'd pray. And one morning, this had gone on for months. And one morning, I went into my office, knelt down and prayed. And God said to me, "I'm tired about hearing about your arm." That's what he said to me. "I'm tired of hearing about your arm. You keep telling me about your arm. Today's a new day." That's what he said. "Today's a new day." And he said, "You can receive your healing right now." It shocked me because God showed me that I hadn't been living by faith. I'd prayed about my arm. I'd even confessed some scriptures about my arm, but I hadn't actually believed and received the answer. And that morning, I remember I prayed. I said, "Thank you, Jesus, on this day," and named the date just to make sure that I got it right, and looked at my watch, the time. I am healed today by what, Jesus, what you did on the cross, and I receive it right now. Do you know where I received it? I didn't receive it into my arm. I received it into my spirit. My faith received the answer right there. I've got it. Boom. And it was a reality here first. I didn't feel any tingling. I didn't feel like a lightning bolt come and hit me on the arm in my office. In fact, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, for the next few hours it got worse. That's interesting, isn't it? But in my spirit, I knew I had it. It was mine. And I thank God for it. And I wasn't trying to pretend or try. It was mine. I saw my arm completely healed. I knew it was strong. And do you know, sometime over the next 6 or 7 days, that arm just got totally healed. Not gradually, it just got healed. I remember coming home from work or wherever I was. And I remember walking into the house saying, "Claire, come on, my arm's completely free. It's completely healed." Great physician. Amen. Faith. And so we have to, it says here that we're to believe and receive what we ask for through faith. It's very, very important. It's very practical, this is. We apply it. The other thing about, this is important for somebody here today, verse 25, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive. Forgive him or forgive her. That your Father in heaven may also forgive you your sins. For if you do not forgive, neither can your Father in heaven forgive you. Now that's for some people. Maybe it's for one or two people. Maybe it's more than that today. But you forgive by faith. It's a decision you make in here from your spirit. I decide today I'm going to forgive so-and-so for what they said or for what they did. And you bring it before the throne of God and you literally drop it at his feet and realize Jesus took it at the cross. So you don't have to carry that unforgiveness or that hardness of heart or that trouble. You drop it at his feet. And immediately, when you drop it and tell God, "I forgive that person right now in your name, Jesus. I forgive them by faith." You're exercising your... Do you see, faith is a spiritual exercise. That you must do something from your spirit man. And the effect of it, it will affect you in your mind. It will affect you in your will. It will affect you in your emotions. Live by faith and you'll be made whole. If you walk in faith, you'll actually benefit. Every part of your life will benefit. If you walk by faith in the Spirit with God, it will benefit you in every area of your life, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, and physically in your body too. Because God wants you to walk in wholeness. And he does it by us walking by faith. You see, this is so important that we're living out of the Spirit, out of your spirit. And then Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. I hear some of you say, "God, we don't usually have all these scriptures." Is that what you're saying this morning? Oh, you're not. That's all right then. That's okay. Matthew 17 and verse 14. And we have this amazing story about Jesus delivering this epileptic boy. You know the story? And the disciples couldn't cast out the spirit. Verse 14 to 20. What were they doing? They were operating out of their soul. They were trying. They weren't actually in real faith. In fact, Jesus rebuked, let's just get to the right place here. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation." He's talking to his disciples, his best buddies. And he says to them, "How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of him instantly. The child was delivered that very hour. And the disciples came to Jesus privately, I bet they did. And they said, why couldn't we do it? And he said, because of your... Now listen, in the Greek it says, because of your little faith. Your little faith. Your little faith. And I believe that these disciples were operating. I prayed about it. Meditating over it. The little faith, that little faith of them was their own faith. They were operating out of what they knew and what they'd seen Jesus do and trying to make it work. Ever been there? And God's teaching them, no, don't do it that way. Follow me and do it my way. And so Jesus said, because you're operating in your little faith. And it's not God's faith at all. So what did Jesus do? He showed them how to operate with the God kind of faith. And Jesus said to them, verse 20, because of your unbelief, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move and nothing will be impossible for you. What an amazing promise. You know, in the New Testament, there's three kind of ifs in the Greek. I'm not a Greek scholar, but I've studied this. If, and it is. If, and it may be. And I can't remember what the third if is. It's a bit iffy of me, isn't it, really? There was the third if. So in the Greek, you've got three kinds of ifs. In the English, it says if. But in the Greek language, and Jesus says here, if, and it is, you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here to there, and nothing will be impossible for you. What's Jesus saying? He's saying you've got the spirit of faith. If, and you have the spirit of faith. If you know Jesus this morning, if he's living in you, then you have, at the very least, you have the spirit of faith, and that's that spirit of faith. Jesus said, if, and it is, you have the spirit of faith like a tiny grain of mustard seed that can move mountains. That can move mountains. So what can a giant seed do? Jesus is just saying at the very basics, this is what my faith will do. So live by my faith. Stop living out of your own. Because it's soulish. It's just you trying to make something happen. It's you trying to do something. Come into the Holy Spirit realm. Come into the realm of my word. And begin to live by faith and walk by faith and talk by faith and release the things of my kingdom through faith. Kingdom faith. My kingdom faith. And it'll happen. Nothing will be impossible to you. Can I tell you one more story and I need to finish? When I contracted malaria back in the 80s and was dying, I remember, won't go into the whole story now, but I remember going to the bathroom, staggering to the bathroom, could hardly stand up, looking in the mirror, and all I know is, to me, I could see, it seemed like death. It looked like I knew I was dying. And yet, so I had this internal struggle that God had called me. I had a vision of what God wanted to do in my life. I was 33 years of age. Claire was expecting our fourth child then. Had a big life ahead of me in God. And I knew I was dying. And the thing just didn't add up. This was not part of God's plan. And this is what happened. As it dawned on me, the seriousness of what had happened and the reason why I hadn't been diagnosed and all that, that's another subject. But basically, in that moment, this is what happened. My spirit responded immediately to God. And what I heard myself say, I didn't think about saying it, I heard myself say, I will not die, but I will live. Amen. Now, I didn't think, now, there's a scripture somewhere in the Bible that says, if you're facing death, I will not die. This came out of my spirit. This is what we're talking about this morning, living out of the spirit, living by faith. That word was in there somewhere. It wasn't one of my ones that I put up on the wall or on the fridge, but it was there somewhere. And the Spirit of God quickened it to me so that I had faith to respond to the deadly disease of malaria. I had cerebral malaria. And when I spoke that word, something happened. Love to tell you I got healed instantly. An angel appeared in my hallway. But that didn't happen quite like that. But it was as good as that, because what happened when I went into that coma, the whole church began to pray for me. The church that we were leading at the time began to pray round the clock for 3 days, 24 hours a day. There was two or three people praying. And on the third day, and I had an amazing experience, on the third day, woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I tell you what, I saw a demon in the ward, which I commanded to go. And from that moment, I recovered. Yeah, it took me 3 months to regain strength. There's some things that had happened to my brain that had to be healed. But God did it all in 3 months. Faith. And the reason I share that with you is because I'm talking to you about the spirit of faith. That came from God. So this isn't something that we try and work out. This is the spirit of faith, the spirit of God working on the inside of us. He wants to work miracles. And I believe he wants to work miracles in our lives today, don't you? So I'm going to put up on the screen, I want a response this morning. God wants us to respond to him concerning his word. And I'm going to ask this question. How is your faith working? What are you believing God for? In three areas. You might want to write this down, or if you've got a good memory, great. What are you believing God for? In your personal relationship with Jesus? What are you believing God for in the things God's called you to do in ministry? That means serving, service for God. What are you believing God for together with others in Kingdom Faith Church to fulfill the vision? What are you believing God for? That's the first question. It's a loaded one. It will take you more than just a few minutes to sort of jot down some answers. I want you to take this with you and really get to pray about it, because God wants to quicken faith, because he spoke to all of us. But there's some things that he wants to quicken. There's things he wants to add. And the next question is, what steps will you take to accomplish this by faith? What steps will you take to accomplish those things, the things that God wants you to believe him for, you're believing God for in your personal walk with God, in the area of ministry God's called you to, and then together in the church, how to fulfill the vision within the church? Because we've all got our part to play, haven't we, through faith. So we're a faith people. God wants us to respond to him in faith this morning. I believe he's encouraging us today. He's saying to us, rise up in the spirit of faith. Live out of the spirit of faith. And when you realize again and again that it's Christ in you, it's Christ living in your spirit, you'll have victory in your life. And your body and your soul will actually serve the purpose of God, because in your spirit you're living by faith. That faith is being activated. And that faith then engages your mind and your will and your emotions. That faith enables you to actually step out and to release through your body the work of God, the work of the Spirit. Are you with me? Let's all stand, shall we? So we can have the band up. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. There's three things God wants to do this morning. The first one we just looked at about our response, and that's your homework. That's your faith homework. It's talk to God. Let God quicken faith, because what God's going to do, he's going to start releasing tremendous faith. His faith is going to be activated. It's not that we don't have faith, but God wants us to release his faith. Amen? You see, recently I was in a meeting and God began to speak to me very quietly. He said, Paul, I'm here. He said, Paul, I'm here. I'm here. And I said, Lord, I know you're here. He said, no, I'm here. And something registered with me, just in a fresh way. My faith connect with God. No, he really is here, literally here. He's right here. And he said, it's not a question of whether you believe I'm here in a general sense, because most of us would believe that. But if faith really believes he's here, then something will happen. And he said, it all depends. This is where it comes into the life of the church, that God will move as much as we believe him, have faith in him. If I can say it this way, God's hands are tied. If we do not release our faith in him, God will not move. Faith actually, when we exercise faith in God, he begins to move and do stuff. And so there's a responsibility. That's why God's given us faith, because it's a partnership that he wants us to walk in. Let's lift our hands. Just open your heart before God. Close your eyes and just lift your hands to him this morning. Father, as we lift our hands and our hearts to you this morning, Holy Spirit, we pray today, Lord, that you'll wash away any unbelief. any areas, Lord, where you've been pointing out, showing us, not condemning us, Lord, but you're showing us some things this morning that we're not walking in the faith that we should be. Maybe walking in faith that isn't real faith, isn't the biblical kind of faith that we've been talking about. Holy Spirit, forgive me, Lord, for walking in my own faith, walking in my own thoughts, trying to make some things happen, trying to be a better Christian, a better believer, trying to reach people perhaps for Jesus in my own efforts. Father, today I repent. Just ask the Lord to forgive you. If you know you haven't been walking in faith, that's the issue. But you want to walk in the faith of God this morning. Just ask him to wash you and cleanse you with his precious blood. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me with your blood, Lord. And this morning, God wants to release the gift of faith, his faith. I believe God wants you to ask him for it this morning. Say, Lord, please grant to me the gift of faith. Just ask him this morning to do that in your life. And that the faith of God would begin to operate in a new way in your life. Just pray that this morning. Lord, just everyone pray. Just pray out. Talk to God. Lord, work in me in a fresh way today. Quicken faith in me. That I walk by faith. Live by faith. I see by faith. I hear by faith. I listen with faith. Everything I do, going to work, making the children's meals, everything I do is by faith. Faith in you. Walking in faith with God. Father, I thank you today. You want to minister faith. Lord, I want to walk in faith with you. Nothing will be impossible for those who walk with faith in God. Father, we thank you today for faith, Lord. I pray today for us as Kingdom Faith Church that you will release, Lord, a new activity of this Holy Spirit in faith. Lord, I pray today, Lord, a new activity of the Holy Spirit, Lord, releasing us to walk by faith, to release miracles and signs and wonders. People being saved, Lord, people being convicted by the Spirit of God because we're walking with faith. Lord, a new prayer life, a new prayer of faith, Lord. A new activity, a new action, Lord, in our lives. Holy Spirit, we pray today, Lord. You are the Spirit of faith. Come and reign in me, Holy Spirit. Just invite the Holy Spirit to reign in you. Say, Holy Spirit, come and reign in me. Holy Spirit of faith, reign in me. Come and take control of me. I want to walk by faith. I'm going to live by faith. Day by day. Thank you, Jesus. Let's make this confession. Lord Jesus, thank you for your Spirit of faith. I'm going to live by faith, walk by faith, listen by faith, speak by faith, activate by faith your will and purpose. Holy Spirit, come and take control. Fill me with that gift of faith. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.